Amr of Srika. It's what, seven lines down. Mam and Chesam Beis. Amr of Srika, Amr of Abba, Amr Rav, Tzadoi. So Srika, the name of Rav Abba, the name of Tzadoi, says, Loshonu, this halacha, Hechos Chazorah, that you're allowed to return to the current of Beis Hillel. Loshonu, Loshonu, Beyodai. You took it off and you're still holding on to it. If you took it off and you put it down onto the ground, is Osir.
Versus the middle ground. Just
we're going to talk about that. Okay. So, Amr Abami, if the doy, the Ovid, the Garmehu, the Ovid, this halacha he just said was his own personal chumra that he did. Alahachi Amr Abhiya, Amr Abhiyachanan. Avil hanichal gabi karka is mutter. So Rabbi Yechon says even hanichal gabi karka is mutter. Pligel bar Rav Dimi b'Rav Shmo bar Yehuda v'tzvah mashmed Rav Lozer. This issue was also machlokes in Rav Dimi and Rav Shmo Yehuda, the name of Rav Lozer. Amri, they said t'chad omer oiner b'yodoy is mutter al gabi karka is aser. Is nami mutter. So the chalikas is, must you still be holding on to it, or can you put it down? Okay. Amachiske mishmeda baya. Hold the marta odin biyadu is mutter. Take it a step further. That which is odin biyadu is mutter. Lo yomor an elad shetai to lahachser. That when you took it off, you intended to return it. Our indict of the Hachzer is Osir. If we say indict of the Hachzer, then it's Osir. Michlau, I can derive from that. Al Gabi Karka, Al Papisha indict of the Hachzer is Osir. Karka, even if it's indict of the Hachzer, that's not going to create a heter. Saying even other be other needs indict of the Hachzer. That's the first version of Abaya. Ika da Amri. Some say the opposite. Amr Chizke Mishmeda Baya. Hoda Marta the Agabi Karka is Osir. That which you were Machber and said Karka is Osir is Lamur Elishal in Daita Lahachzer. Our Daita Lahachzer is Mutter. Mechal Shabbatin Beyodo, Bishain Daita Lahachzer is also Mutter. So that's quite a kula. So we're saying that you don't need to be Yodo as long as it's Daita Lahachzer. Where in Karka, even Daita Lahachzer, excuse me, I don't work even without that to the Hachzer. Even though it's Al Gabi Karka, but that to the Hachzer, it's going to be Mut. So, that's the two versions of Abaya. And the Lord wants to know, Boy Rabbi Yirmi, it's flown to Mako, Mahu. Hinichan Al Gabi Mito, Mahu. If you have it suspended in the air, or you put it on top of a chair, a Mita, a bed, there. So, what's the halacha? Assuming that Al Gabi Karka is a problem, Adam Yoda was mutter. What about the middle ground? No pun intended, right? That it's not on the Karka, but it's not Adam Yoda anymore. Is the main thing that Adam Yoda creates a heter? The main thing is that Agabi Karka creates an iser. The more says the difference would be in a case where it's in between.
I'm surprised it didn't just give the most normal case, which is on a table.
Actually, the most normal case is Al Gabi Karka. The tanner went out to, from the tanner. The tanner was right. It was on the ground. You take off the tanner, put it on the ground. That's what they used to do. The person said that. That's so. That's the question is now: how do you translate that into halacha lemaisa nowadays, where Al Gabi Karka is not the normal place to put it? The normal place to put it is on the table. So the table might be more chomer nowadays. The point is that the normal place to take it off was there, so that's, you finish your, it's no longer on the tanner, now it's taken off and put away. So now that's the original shehiyah is finished, and the act of chazorah is not, so it's no longer it's not just a chazorah, it's a new act of taking it from its mokum and putting it onto the oven, which is problematic. That's the problem. So we're saying the heter of chazorah is, it maintains it as opposed to it's a new act of putting it there. This is just a continuation of the original act. How much is an action which will break the original act of Shehiyah and consider this a new act of nesina as opposed to an act of chazara. That's the shaila. So karka was clearly a problem. The shaila is, what are you doing nowadays, where for us the table is the normal place to put it? So it should create more of a chumrah. The maisa, the ikir b'sak l'chachil is you need adam b'yadah, you need daito l'chachzer, which would be like a bias first lashon, that you need adam b'yadah and you need daito l'chachzer. In cases of b'di'evet, resamech on daito l'chachzer seems to work by itself, and adam b'yadah works by itself. And in the case of real strong dechak, the ma'isa there is shittas which hold that even, you know, we hear in the Gemara, even that just not putting on the karka alone, even without that, the lahachzer seems to be. So in a case of this, no other food for Shabbos, something like that, so they're making, you can give me some on that. So, okay. Boyer Vashi. Pinon remechem lemechem maho. So mechem is the pot where you heated up the food or the water. You've taken it off from the tanner. You poured it into a different mechem. So what's halacha in that case? Now, not the Gemara doesn't say clearly what happened next. Is the issue that you've now poured it back to the first pot again, and you want to put it back to the first pot? This is like kanicha l'gabi karka. That's the issue. So taking it out of the pot, the whole idea is that there's all a continuation of the original placing of the pot. If you move it to somewhere else, so it's very hard to say that when you put it back, it's a continuation. So the issue is, you put it back into the first pot. Or is the shiloh, I want to take the second pot and put the second pot on the stove. Now it's putting it back to the first pot, so it's back to the first pot. And that's, as long as I... my daita lahachzer, or in biyada, or whoever I need to do, I did. So that's okay. The issue over here is I want to put the second pot, so that's really difficult because it's hard to look at that as an extension of the original placement because it's a new pot. So that's the more shaila. So is the more shaila limited to a case where you want to put the new pot back? Or the issue is, even if you want to pour it back into the first pot and put it back, that's also the part of the Mora Sharba. Yeah, so that's the Rana Tupshatim over here. Which one is the Shaila?
When we use the second K on Shabbos here, you drink something, maybe one cup or another two. Does that have anything to do with this at all?
No, not yet. We'll get to that. That's later on in the parak. So the issue where you have this... no, so the halacha lemaisa, the mishabur is samech that in case of pinu mechel mechem, if you need to, you can put it back on. It's a suffix in the Gemara, and there's also a suffix what exactly the case is. So one of the examples where it comes up in halacha is my cholent is drying out, and I have my percolator with hot water on it, in it. So I want to take some hot water on the percolator, put it into the chol, and put it back. So no problems. I get two people. That's good. This way, no problems of putting it down. And take the chol pot, put it under the percolator, put the water directly into there, and put it back on. No problem. Okay. However, let's say I want to. The problem with that is you have now the steam of the chol is going directly into your percolator, which might make your percolator flashy. Depending on, you know, I'm not getting into the psak in your day, but there is a potential that that's true. We have this halacha l'maisa that I'll tell you in a second. So I don't want to get involved in that. So I said, no problem. I'll put a cup under the percolator. And take, so the percolator is al esh. That's you're doing a shehiyah on the esh of the water inside. I put it into the cup. I went from a mechem to a mechem. I went from the pot into a different container. Now I want to pour from that into the cholim pot and put that back on the fire. So that's pinim mechem lemechem. That's why basically this is done. I moved it from the original container to a different container. Now I want to put it back into a original container, or maybe a new container, etc. So. The poskim say if we pass in b'di'evet, you're allowed to put the cup back onto the fire, I mean, matter chazora of the cup itself, it's not any worse pouring into something else. So if you're matter pita mechel mechel, you could rematter that case. So, but yeah, but you know, in case you need it, you're sarmich, you ought to do that. So we have this maisa halacha maisa. So that's is mutter, and the yeridei shaila is a real significant issue. So I had it when I said, remember this happened. We had a din Torah and tells once that Yungam Manei's new halacha knew this is mutter, knew the yeridei shaila the other one. He was not home. His neighbor's cholent was burning out, was drying out. Neighbor knocked on the door. His wife said, "Can I get some water from your percolator?" The wife said yes. The fellow came in and put the cholent pot right under the percolator because he didn't know you're allowed to do this. So he was machmir on the Shabbos part. Probably fleshed up the guy's percolator. Says I can't use it for my coffee with milk anymore. So he was to pay him the mominess of the value of the percolator because the main purpose of percolator is for coffee with milk. So he was tevaya him that he was mazik his percolator, and that was the. I mean, it was more like, you know, I mean, it was two guys in the chabura. They were just having fun with it a little bit. But they sat down. Halacha is zichai. He wouldn't charge them money at the end, but he wanted to know halacha is zichai or not. Kesir Rashi. Abu Nichol Gabi Karka, the second narrow line. Nichol Gabi Karka is also the Hachzer. The Bodli Lo Hatmona. The Esma again. Rashi Shita is that the dinim of Shehir are lochos of Hatmona. So the idea of Hatmona is you're maintaining it there. So the act of putting on Gabi Karka is a bitzel. Now when you're putting it back now, it's an act in Hatmona. We know clearly that you can't do Hatmona on Shabbos. Versus the Garmei, that was his own personal shita. Yachid hu b'dabr v'ein alocha kamaisa. That's his own. I'm sorry, Rashi says more like he's saying that, you know, it's his own personal opinion, but nobody else passing like that. So don't worry about him. Tum makamau ka'irin b'yadadami. If it's suspended on this stick, is it like it's still in his hands? Okay, nichal gabi karka dami, or it's like it's been placed on the ground. Pinu mechem lemechem. Mihabi kimat melachachila ba'aser lachzir lekir oloi. If the fact that you change it into a different container, is that like now that's a new act of hatmona? If you put it back, it's like a new act of hatmona. And it'd be also to be maxerit. Mechem was a kumkumus shemachamen by machamen. Mechem was a pot which you used to use to heat up water. Okay. Tosis raises the question, there's a Gemara later on in the next parak, that when it comes to Hatmono, Chazal asked Hatmono, it's only on the original pot. But if you take it off of and put it into a different pot, you're allowed to do Hatmono. So, what's the shayla over here? If by Hatmono, it's Mutter. Remember, Tosis Shita says this Gemara is not Hatmono. Right? But here by Gabi Shehiya, you're saying putting back the original pot is mutter, but changing it to another pot maybe is a problem. So it's mama, but it's just like a stira. And over there you're saying a different pot makes it more mutter. Over here you're saying a different pot makes it more usser. How do you understand that? Tosa says that over there by Hatmono, there was the gzera by Hatmono was that a person would come to Matan Beremitz, and a person would come to Matan Beremitz. No, the gzera by Hatmono on Shabbos was as he's trying to maintain the heat, you're afraid he might go and try and see that he sees the pot is cooling off, he might go heat up the pot again. So over here, when the person is pouring it into a different pot, that's an indication of the fact he doesn't mind the fact that it's cooling off because it's much better. It's going to maintain its heat in the original pot, which was on the fire and has a certain amount of heat in the walls, than putting it into a different pot, putting it in a different container. So the act of putting it in a different container indicates he doesn't care about the heat, so there's no reason why we should be afraid he might be marsiach, like we had in the previous barrack. He's not going to warm it up in that situation, so that's why they're a matu. But we're here when you're putting it back onto the key, the issue is on the kira. So the Tosis says that over here, the fact that it's on a different pot, when you're putting on the kira, where the act of chitu there, the coals are there, or the at least whatever is there, is much more of a chashash. That then already they said it's more of a chashash. They didn't want to be mata. So then the original pot, which is hotter, is more of a reason logic why it should be mutter than the next pot, which is cooler, is more of a reason why the person might do chitu. Now, you see from Tosfos, the Tosfos learns the problem with Chazara is you might come to be Mechata. Not like Rashi and the Mishnah, the problem with Chazara is it looks like Bishul. Rashi said, you know, Shehiyah, the issue is you might be Mechata. Chazara, the problem was, Rashi says, here you're putting a pot on the stove on Shabbos, it looks like you're cooking. So as long as it looks like the continuation of the original mice, it doesn't look like cooking. Anything you do to break the flow and look like it's a new act of Nesina looks like cooking. That's what Rashi learned in the Mishnah. Tosfos is explaining so that then the logic is that the more it's a new pot, the more it looks like a new act of cooking. So then the answer is push it. Right? Tosfos starts getting involved, the more of a kashash, you might stir the coals, etc. Tosfos is learning the same way Shehiyah was a concern, you might stir the coals. Chazara also is a concern, you might stir the coals. So that's an important point here in the Tosfos and Pshat in the Sugya. The Kashi is coming to answer, but meanwhile he indicates how he understands the whole sugya. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Tanner, as we pointed out, Tanner again maintains heat much better than a Kira. Tanner, even though she hisikuhu bekasha begavav, lo yitim beim teicha beim al gabav. So. It's much more common than Akira. Akira, we said in the scene, whatever the word yitain means, you're allowed to do if the fuel was kash and gebubba, which basically just as soon as they are the fire is finished, they're ash. Over there, it's mutter, but over here, by Tana, which is the heat is much greater, it's awesome. What does lo yitain mean? Lo yitain means whatever it means in the first mission means over here. In the first mission means shehiyah. So this mission over here means Shehiyah. The first mission means Chazara, but Shehiyah is Mutter. So by Tanar also, even though it's much hotter, they only asked for Chazara. They didn't ask for Shehiyah, according to Chananya. So how you learn up the Mishnah? So if you pass on like Chananya, Shehiyah is Mutter in an oven, which is a. So the Gabi Shehiyah, there's no nafkamina whether our ovens are considered Kira or Tanar, doesn't make a difference. You have to do Shehiyah. The Gabi Chazara, it's going to be if you give them a loch like Tana, you can't do Chazara. Regards to our ovens, the mice that we had before, you can't put inside anyway. You can't do Chazara inside. So putting back in the oven is an irrelevant point. You never can do Chazara back into the oven. You can do Chazara on top of a fire, on top of the stovetop, but not into the oven. Okay. So you can't put Ben Mitoch and Ben Mel Gab. The reason why he points that out, where the Mishnah before didn't discuss Mitocha and Al Gabov, because the main place you put by Akira was on top. The main place the Tanner was used, the main place you used the Tanner was inside. The derech of the Tanner was that you put things inside the Tanner against the walls and stuff like that. So you baked. So you put a pot in, you put a pot inside the Tanner. It wasn't made to hold something on top. Akira was made to hold something on top. Tanner wasn't, so you can't put it inside. But you even can't put it on top. Me'al Gabov, you can't put it on top either. And we'll see that why more plays it out in the Gemara a little bit. Kupach is Shesiku Bekasha Gavavah, Reza Kikirayim, Begefetz Beitzim Rehu Katanar. Kupach is opposed to a Tanner which narrows as it goes up and therefore maintains and has just a small opening so it holds its heat much better. Kupach is straight up and down. On the other hand, Akira holds two pots. And a Tanner only holds one. Akira is actually made sometimes with a wall in the middle between the two places, so it looked like two squares attached to each other. But the mice said it's quite open, so that the area moves out of heat. Kupach is in between, so depending on what, if you use the stronger fuel of Gefes Eitzim, we gave it in like a Tanner, because its heat is more intense. Use Kasha Gavava, your straw and your stubble, so then we'll give it like a Kira, with a dinim of a Kira. which means basically we had before by Kira, which is Kash and Gavav, you can do whatever you want. So the Mishnah, it's like Rashi, Taner, Mitarech Shekotzer, Lamala, Barachav Lamata, it's narrow on top, it's wide on the bottom. Niklat Chayma, the Sechot, Tvei Mekira, that he holds the heat better than Akira. Kupach is Gomorrah Farish law. Namor explains that Osi Chalal Kira, its opening is the same shape as the Kira, which is up and down. Avla Orka Kirachava, but it's a square. Its length and width are the same. Rainbow Lashir Shvisas Kedera Achas. It only can hold one pot. The Kira Yeshba Shvisas Kistekera, it can hold two pots. Okay. Tana Shisiku Zatumor. Sabra of Yesu Lamemer Teichai is Teichai Mamish. And it says Teichai means inside. And Al-Gabov, Al-Gabov Mamish. Now the word Al-Gabov can mean on top of. Sometimes Al-Gabov means, we say near it, it's also called Al-Gabov. He's with him. So there was the not clear what Al-Gabov means. I would also maybe suggest, because the Derek, the Tanner, because it comes there on top, you didn't usually put a pot on top. There wasn't no place to put a pot. So it's not clear when you say Al-Gabov, do you mean on top? Do you mean next to where the heat down the bottom, you put a pot right next to it, it could warm up a pot next to it because it's quite hot. So Sir Yosef held that Al-Gabov Mamish means Awalismacha Shapratam. So Rabbi Yosef understood Al-Gabov means on top, but Smicha is Mutta. Esay Abaya. Okay, so Abaya has a question on this. It means Abaya is going to understand that Smicha means next, Al-Gabov means next to it, and even that's also. Kupach shehisiku b'kasha b'gavav or reo kikirayim b'gafes of eitzim reo katana. The Mishnah says that it's like a tanner. And what does it mean? It's like a tanner b'osir. So we're saying that if you use gafes and eitzim, it's like a tanner. It's osir. Means hakikira shari. Means we're giving it a case that had it been like a kira, would have been mutter. Had it been like a tanner, but since like a tanner, it's osir. So what's the case of gafes and eitzim? Where by Kira it's Mutter. Because we have the first Mishnah that Kira also gave us Eitzim, it's Osir. So you're saying, well, if it's gave us Eitzim, it's like a Tana, not like a Kira. What's an opportunity? Either way, it's Osir.
You're assuming like the Rabbanah?
Whatever the word Yitain means in the Mishnah, it means Shehir or means Chazorah, but it's all the same Mishnah. So if we're talking about Shehiya, by Shia by Kira is also in Gevaz Eitzim. It's also by Gevaz Eitzim by Kira. So what's not clear that a Kupa is like a Tanner? What's the case? So where's the Morris? What's the case? B'mayaskina. Hakikira Shoy. Had it been like a Kira, be Mota. What's the case? Ilem Al Gabov. If the case is to talk about Al Gabov on top of it, by Kira also it's also. Ubamai. The case is not Gurva Kotim. A Kira which is not Gurva Kotuma, you're not put on top of it by Gevaz Eitzim. Allah, what's the case? Lismoich. The case is doing Smicha. The Tani Reo Kitaner, Vosser. And it says it's like a Tanner, which is Osser, which means a Tanner, Smicha is Osser. Whereas by Akira, Smicha is Mutter. So I want to know what's a kupach. Is a kupach like a tanner and it's us, or like a kira? So the Mishnah is like a tanner. If you use gaf as an eitzim, it's like a tanner and it's us. Okay, so that's a bias kash and abuse. Where it says no, I can answer like this. Amar vada v'rava hacha b'kupach gor v'katzim v'tanner grufa v'ktuma askinan. So we're going to now tell you that a tanner is also even if it's grupa ketuma, and I want to tell you that a kupach, even though reo kiktaner the abal gav the garva katzim al gav of oser the kikira kigrupa ketuma shabradami. The first mission told me that lo yitain atche yigre vashitin seifer. You can't do this word in the scene, whatever in the scene it means Shia or means Chazar. You can't do it until it's Gar Vakatam. If it's Gar Vakatam, Kira is Mutter. Tanner, even if it's Gar Vakatam, it's Osir. So a Kupach is like a Tanner, that even though it's Gar Vakatam, it's Osir. Okay. Now, I don't know why the two dots are there. There's no reason. Tanya came also the bay. We learn the bay, so it says like a bay. Tanya she siku bakasha gavava, ein semchon loy, ben tzarech lomer al gaba, ben tzarech lomer lesoicha, ben tzarech lomer begev as a beitz. Tanya, even though you use kasha gavava, which is the most cool, lenient type of fuel, there's an issue of smicha, and obviously there's an issue of smicha, you can't put it directly on top, and obviously you can't put it inside, and obviously you can't do it if you use gav as an eitzim as the fuel. So this price is more explicit than the Mishnah, and says even smicha is also, not that by Tanur smicha is also. Kupach, shehisikuva bekasha bekvava. So then, soim kunloi, now there's a shell over here in the girsa. The gro has a girsa v'noistin al gabov. You're allowed to do smicha. You're allowed to do nesin on top also. The gavus of eitzim ain't soim chenoy. Then you can't even do smicha and kavachermer etc. In other words, it's like a tana. You can't do smicha. Okay. Let's finish off the gemara to the Mishnah reading. Before the Rashi, hi kupa omer le ravacha braid the rov of the ravashi. So he asked Ravashi, hi kupa chechidami. I understand exactly what's going on over here. If a kira dami feel the gavus eitzim nami, if it's like a kira, halachically it's like a kira. So even though gavus eitzim are the fuel, it should be mutter. If a tanner dami feel the kasha gavava nami loy, if it's like a tanner, even kasha gavava should be also. So what's this halacha? Amalei Ravashi explained. Nafesh havli mid kira, it has more heat than a kira. Mesutra havli mid a tanner, it has less heat than a tanner. Therefore, we gave it a middle halach. Hechidami kupach, hechidami kira. What is the actual physical difference between a kupach and a kira? Amar Biyosi Rufanina, kupach is makam shvisas kedera achas. Kira makam shvisas kedera shtei kederas. So a kupach holds one part, and a kira holds two parts. In regards to pronunciation, I always confuse it. I think the actual word is svisa, not shvisa. It's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, I think, about svois kederas, the pot should be placed there in bubble, and you know it's one of his nevuas over there. I think the word over there is svois, if I recall correctly, but I'm not sure. I have to look it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shvisas. Okay, so maybe I was right. Okay, fine. Okay, I always confuse one is right, one is wrong. I always try to say the other one, and I can't remember which one is right. You know. Okay. Amar ba yivitamer b'yirmiya afanan namitinina. I'll give you a mission that really supports this idea. It's a mission in Kalim. It says kira shenechukol la'arkoi is tahara, l'rechava is tamei. So if kira is long and it has room for two parts, and there's a wall down the middle, so if you cut it this way, you end up with a usable thing. If you cut it this way, you can't do anything with it. So you cut it this way, you're matirit, it's broken clean, it's torn. Cut it this way, it's usable still, so it's tamei. Kupach, so if you cut it along its length, you end up with two halves, which you can't do anything with. If you cut it down the middle, the rechava is tamei. Kupach bein la'arka bein la'rechava is tahar. If you kupach, I don't know which way you cut it, doesn't make a difference, because it's going to be torn, because it ends up not being usable. Tzak Rashi. Al Gabav is al Svasim, means on the top of the lip and top. Well, this Mechet Sodev, the put next to the wall, is Mutter, Karnder Biyasa. So Baya said, the Mishnah says, it's less like a Taner, Hoki Kira, sure, if it's like a Kira, Klarmer made a Taner, Reo Kitaner, the fact that it says it's like a Taner, Mechalal, it's trying to indicate, the Ihab Medamal of the Kira, Havi Shori, that had it been like a Kira, be Mutter. Shemini no, the Kira, Shehusik Begefes of Eitzim, Shori. So a kira with gavus and eitzim is mutter. Can someone gavus and eitzim? So what's the case? Remind. Tor, what's the case? Because I'll have to be shana grufa. Abai assume the tomah the case of ena grufa. The al gaba mishari. Al gaba can't be mutter. So it must be tomah smicha, and smicha by a kira is mutter, and by a taner, and a kupach is also. So Mor says, no, it's not right. You're talking about a case of grufa ketuma. But tanya kibos of the bai, the osu lismach a taner, you can't do smicha by taner. I feel the gavus of eitzim. Namor says, by Kira, Kupach, if it's like a Kira, Even Gerus Eitzim, it should be Lishteri, but Gruva Ketuma. Gruva Ketuma should make a mut. Samor says it's in between. Mishnah says in Kalim, Shenechalik Arachoy, Hare Bitlu Shtei Shfisa Seha. Shenechalik is recovered the Shtayim. So you can't put, there's no place for any pot, because the place you'd hold the pot, one here, are both cut in half, so you can't hold anything. Hilchot Tahara, Tiyara Mitumasa, Sharei Nitzah, that's considered broken, it's Torah from the Tumah. Nechalik Arachoy. You can put a pot here, you can put a pot here. That's not called breaking it. Its length and width are the same. It only holds one pot, so you didn't accomplish anything. Either way, you can't use it anymore. One point I want to point out, so in the Mishnah, it comes out of the Klor and the Gemara, that Tanner, or at least in Rabbi Abba, even though it's Garva Katim, it's also. Where do you see that in the Mishnah? You see the Mishnah in 2 points. A, it said Lo Yitain, it didn't differentiate. In the first Mishnah, it said Lo Yitain Ad Shet. You do Grufa Ketuma, which means Grufa Ketuma makes it what's over here, just said Lo Yitain. Means there's no way to do it. The other writer, the saying that even Kash, you tell me even Kash and Gavava is also, Kash and Gavava, like many places, is the equivalent of a Garva Katim, because after it burns, there's nothing left. So it's an inherent garfa katum, it has nothing there. And still it's going to be and it's still is aser. Now, so if the lumdus is the lumdus of grufa pashas is you've taken it out, so you can't do something new. Can't be mechat. The lumdus of katum, Rashi said it could you're my chaim, so it's the same thing. Turns out that the lumdus of katum is you're doing an act to show that you do not want to use the coals. So that already you won't have in Kashi Gavavah because you didn't do any act. So that you won't have. That Rai you won't have according to Tosis. But the first Rai you would have. The Rambam has one problem. It says, I don't understand. There's a whole Kashash you might stir it up. Shemichata, by Kashi Gavavah, what are you going to do? What are you worried about? So I understand it's a Taner. It's hotter and all those wonderful things, but there's nothing which can happen. He says the same thing. My case of Goruf, we had in the first mission, right? No, I'm sorry. And he says, over here, it's also even with Goruf and Kotum, it says, again, the same thing. If you're Goruf and you're Taner, what are you worried about? So he says, maybe there's a little ember left somewhere which hasn't totally been consumed, and by a Taner, because the heat is very intense, you know, it holds heat very well, even a little bit of stirring up will be beneficial, whereas Akira, that little amount wouldn't do anything. So there's not much holding its heat from before, the chashash, in that well-insulated, even in the thickness of the wall of a tanner, the Mishnayos and Kalim indicate that they used to, after they make a tanner, they would put, after you made the tanner, you attach it to the ground, they would put mud next to what it said. They really insulated it well. Okay, let's just. That's at least the bacon. They couldn't bake in the Kira. It wasn't hot enough to bake in. Let's see the Mishnah, at least the touch on the Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah will talk about some halachas, start talking about the halachas of Bish a little bit, and still talk about the halachas of Hatmon, etc. You can't put an egg next to the hot pot in order to cook it, because an egg can be cooked by putting it next to a hot pot. You can't even break it open onto a siddur. And the more discuss what was this siddur? It means the siddur was heated. What was the heat source for this cloth? You had a hot cloth. You put out black cloth into the sun. It gets hot enough. You can cook an egg on it. Somewhere we'll say that that's what we're talking about. Rabbi Yossi Matir, he doesn't have a problem with cooking it on a cloth which is heated in the sun. So the Morrison tells a fascinating halacha. There's no isser of cooking in the sun on Shabbos. The isser is cooking with heat, not by the sun. Well, I mean, that'll be called. You can't put it into hot sand. Above the drachma or hot dust. In order to cook it, fine. end of the egg cases. Ma'aseh also Anshei Tveriyu. It was a story which took place with the Anshei Tveriyu. They had this great chab. If you seal and shall sign on the Seich Amo Shalcham, and you had this hot spring, couldn't drink the water, but they put a pipe which went through, and the pipe was good drinking water. You put it, they ran it through the hot spring, so it was heated by the spring. You ended up with nice hot water. The good drinking water, there was, you know, fresh spring, good drinking water, but it had been heated, and you had nice hot water done through this thing. The issue they wanted to use it was for washing. You could use it now to wash yourself with, you know, water which is heated, you could use it for washing. They thought this is a great idea. And they did it before Shabbos, so they set everything up before Shabbos. So here you have this nice spring water, heated spring water coming out, which is good and clean water, which you could use. Amar Chachamim, in B'Shabbos, if the situation is regards to Shabbos, opposed to Yom Tov, Kicham Shachmo B'Shabbos, Vaser Merchitza. So we're going to learn, we didn't know this, that water which is heated up on Shabbos, you cannot use to wash yourself. We'll discuss why. Okay? So you thought this great chav, you put it there before Shabbos, it has a lacha like you heated it on Shabbos, and it's awesome. Ubashir, you can't use it for drinking either. It wasn't done in a way which is would permit shtiyah. In b'yamtiv, kicham and shulchan b'yamtiv, asurim rechitzim would turn b'shtiyah. B'yamtiv, shtiyah is mutter. You're allowed to cook on yamtiv, but rechitzah is still a problem, and the more is going to discuss what that's all about, why that's a problem. So you didn't get anything at all by your technological cop over here. There's a leave rush of the tomorrow.